T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it is so written and so talked about that we have to mention at least once a program the latest, if anything, going on with Deshaun Watson. We have to mention him at least once a program, like taking a once-a-day vitamin. And right now, it's all about words spoken instead of actions taken. Previously on Our Dear Watson. Watson, formally requesting a trade that you know about from yesterday. Requested is code for demanding a trade. And then in today's latest episode of Our Dear Watson, we had the press conference in Houston with General Manager Nick Caserio. Of course, they were going to introduce Mr. Curry, the new head coach, but most of the questions by Houston media had to do with Mr. Watson. Nick, by the way, Caserio was telling everybody with a recording device that the Texans, as you heard from Bob quoting from the update, that the Texans had zero interest in trading Our Dear Watson. However, as the presser went on, Caserio never said anything else that had anybody believe that Watson was not going to be traded. He basically went from zero tolerance or zero interest to we're taking it day by day. Zero tolerance, you could say, would be Watson, because he has zero tolerance for the Houston Texans, and he will eventually be traded. And let's put it this way. I mean, it is going to happen, and it will happen probably between March 17 and April 29, when you have the draft. March 17 is the very first official day of the new NFL year, and that's when we will have some movement with a player like a Deshaun Watson, probably closer to March 17 than April 29, so Houston can do what it needs to get done, and everybody can think about with a little time to breathe easier before the draft. The Texans, they're going to listen to teams willing to trade their old model quarterback for a newer, better running and shiny sports model quarterback, which could not spell success for the New York Jets, since their three-year-old model has required a number of visits to the body shop and hasn't performed very well, thanks to the driver needing a GPS and the three-year-old model put together with spare parts. In other words, if you're Houston, you might want to trade with Miami for Tua and a bevy of draft capital, or you might want to trade with Carolina. They have Bridgewater, or you might want to trade with the 49ers, who would be more than happy to get rid of Garoppolo. Since these older model quarterbacks are more efficient than Sam Darnold, however, never mind Robert Saleh's all gas and no brakes motto when it comes to Sam Darnold. Sala knows Sam runs on empty with squeaky brakes and would love Watson, who has a full tank of Supreme. Houston won't take Sam, but they can take that number two in the first round and choose a brand new 2021 model quarterback to drive the Texan offense. And the Jets, well, they can give them lots of parts to keep the Texan offense and defense on the road to recovery after losing what we hope to be our dear Watson. For now, it's all about the words and no action, but we can expect the action sometime again between March 17 and, of course, the draft coming up on April 29. In the meantime, our dear Watson waits, and so does the rest of us. Now we get to Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen. Steve, as we all know, dances with the wolves of Wall Street and may have taken a hit before he signs any more hitters. His .72 may now be down a half a point or so to 71.5, but from what we understand, this should not be getting in the way of adding to Trevor Bauer's portfolio. And with the weather as it is, fit for Pete Alonso and other polar bears, let's hope that when Sandy Alderson and Zach Scott leave the house, they grab their gloves. And doing so reminds them that they need another glove for center field.
This glove's really cool. Wow.
Yo, why don't you take it?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Why not?
Are you sure?
High fly ball, pretty well hit deep right. Racing back, Mookie Betts, so is Bradley. Bradley lunges, and he makes the catch on a warning track and goes slamming up against the bullpen fence.
You'll have to break it in, though, first. You can't catch anything with it that stiff.
How do you break it in?
Drives it to the left center field gap. Long run for Jackie Bradley Jr. He dives. He makes the catch. Oh, a marvelous catch. Jackie Bradley Jr. does it again.
It's all the process that is really quite precise. A sort of secret method known to very few.
Jackie running into the ball. Here comes the throw to the plate. It goes through and Bautista is out. Oh, what a play. A double play to end the inning.
You think this guy's any good?
And though this method isn't easy, every second that you spend is gonna pay off. It'll pay off in the end.
Bradley chasing it onto the track near the wall, leaps up. And did he get it? Oh my, if he did. Wow, what a catch by Jackie Bradley Jr. at the last minute.
You're gonna like this guy, he's all right.
Jackie back to the wall, he leaps, and he made the catch! I can't believe it! Jackie Bradley Jr. robbing Aaron Judge of a home run.
The right way to break in a glove.
So we got a long ways to go. Continue to play hard, compete, and win ball games.
That's the spirit.
Drive to center field. Jackie going back, still going back. He's there. Jumps, makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Another great play by Jackie Bradley.
All right, then, let's do it.
The right way.
And
to break in a glove.
Whoa, and this is why we need Bradley Jr. in center field instead of Kevin Pillar. And Kevin Pillar, if the Metropolitans end up signing him, you know everyone is going to be rooting for him. He can hit better. He's a much better hitter, also with a very good glove, a very much a professional center fielder. But the more dynamic one and the more defensive one is Jackie Bradley Jr., who could cover ground in left center, which would be a good thing if you got Dominic Smith in left. And even though Michael Conforto is a terrific right fielder, Bradley, with his jump on the ball and with the first step and with the quickness and the speed coming in and going back, can also cover a lot of ground in right center. But again, my choice at this point in time would be Jackie Bradley Jr., and that's why we didn't do a piece on Kevin Pillar. By the way, let's get to this quickly. How about Emmanuel quickly? If you happen to see the Knickerbockers tonight, and both teams, as you know, won, But Emmanuel quickly is getting your undivided attention when he gets a chance to be out there on the floor. Of late, he is making the most of it. He was on fire tonight. He was last seen scoring 25 and swimming up court after hitting late in the game flat on his tummy and swimming over, really not up court, but over towards the bench as the Cavaliers had called a timeout. And the Knickerbockers, you got the impression at the very beginning in this game that nobody was going to score a point in the first quarter. And yet the Knickerbockers didn't score a lot, but they had a little lead at the end of one and extended that into double figures before just totally blowing out the Cleveland Cavaliers 102-81. And a season low for Cleveland, although the season is not very low. And not only was Quickly one of the stars of the show, yes, R.J. Barrett, he had 24. Rivers chipping in with 13 off the bench. Randall had 16. But it was really a lot of defense. And this is Tom Thibodeau. He's got the Knickerbockers holding up their arms and getting up close and personal, especially around the perimeter. And Cleveland held to 34% shooting. And so it was a terrific effort. And again, they're 8-11. That's nothing to write home about unless you have been observing where the Knickerbockers have been for the last 20 years. They're a lot better. We're not saying championship. We're not even saying number 8 seed. We don't even know if they'll get to 500 when it's all said and done. But they are better, and they have some good young talent and a veteran head coach who knows what he's doing and has the attention, if not your undivided attention for all these games so early in the season, for sure, but still the undivided attention the players have for Tom Thibodeau. And you know all about the Nets tonight, and you know no Durant, no problem, and the 147 points following with the overtime, and this was not done in overtime. It's like yawn, ho-hum, another Nets win, and really what you have to figure out is how many on a given night they're going to be winning by. And tonight it was 22 points over the less-than-thunderous herd. And Irving, yawn, ho-hum, 25. He was super on the floor tonight. The Beard, you know from Bob's update if you didn't see the game, he had the triple, double, 25, 10, and 11. Harris is so, so good. He was starting tonight. He had 20. The Nets, there was a time when the Nets were empty, but they are full of offense and maybe a little shy on defense, but nonetheless, you get a score of 147. You can give up 125. A 40-point second quarter for Brooklyn, a 39-point third quarter for Brooklyn, and the Nets a whopping 57% from the floor for the entire game, and it never, ever was really close at all. One thing before we take a break and get to your calls, and I'm sure we have a line open, do know the 1-877-337-6666. You had to be listening last night. We took a call, maybe it was the first or second call that we had, but you had to hear it to believe it. This proud boy, now a proud man-child, he called and he wanted me to call to quits. He wanted me out of here so fast my head would have been spinning. He, if not quitting, wanted me to retire because I refused to accept that Curt Schilling was elected to the Hall of Fame. This proud boy turned proud man-child, he was so mad. He was so angry at me because I wouldn't recognize how corrupt, how fraudulent the election process is, how votes for his man were stolen by some of the other candidates on the ballot, and he wanted a recount. And, of course, he was taking it out on the messenger. I told this proud man child there was no evidence of any fraud. There was no evidence of any corruption, any wrongdoing. But still, he remained mad and angry and loud and abusive and insulting. And then, you wouldn't believe it, a funny thing happened on the way to 5 a.m., wall-to-wall calls for more than 4 hours, wanting him to show more respect for those calling and listening to the program. As the ratings for the night began to rise, as for that proud boy turned proud man child, he was left blaming the messenger for his favorite on the ballot losing out, unfortunately unable and unwilling to accept what was a fair and honest election process. Oh, you had to hear it to believe it. So, that proud boy to proud man child wants to call back. By all means, do so. It's good for business.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!